It's time for Focus on the Community, a weekly program in which we address and discuss issues affecting the communities within the WAKO listening area.
Well, sexual violence, sexual assault, sexual abuse, and the like still continues to be a prevalent problem in our society today. And it's a pleasure to talk about battling those things with Rachel Carter, who is with the CASA organization. Rachel, glad to be with you.
Thank you for having me.
First of all, what does CASA stand for?
CASA stands for Counseling and Information for Sexual Assault and Abuse. And we are an organization that we offer counseling for survivors of sexual assault and abuse. And we also offer medical and legal advocacy. We have educational services. We have a woman who does school visits to teach kids, you know, about protecting themselves. And we also do professional trainings for companies, schools, organizations to help their employees be aware of things like sexual harassment and sexual violence in the workplace.
For those that may be uninitiated, is that a local group, state group, national group, or what?
We are a local group. We actually cover 6 counties, Crawford, Edwards, Jasper, Lawrence, Richland, and Wabash. We are affiliated with a group called SACUS. They're out of Charleston. And we're all under the umbrella of what is called ICASA, Illinois Coalition Against Sexual Assault. And we are nonprofit. We get funding from state and federal sources as well as other local sources. United Way is a big funder of ours. So we want to thank you guys at the United Way for all your support. But yeah, we ourselves, CASA itself, is locally based. We are, our main office is in Robinson, and we actually just recently opened an office in Olney, too.
How long has the group been together?
The Robinson chapter has been there since 1996. In fact, two of our people, our legal advocate, Mickey Owens, and our preventionist, Barb Richards, have both been there since the beginning. And they are just a great source of inspiration since they've been there from the start. They've seen how the group has really helped change the communities that we serve. It's really helped a lot of people.
Well, the problems that I mentioned at the outset of the show, sexual harassment, sexual abuse, assaults, they continue to be prevalent problems.
Yes, unfortunately. And it's not just a female problem either. One thing we like to say is, you know, we take anyone regardless of age or gender. You know, unfortunately, 1 in 4 men have at some point in their lives experienced sexual violence in some form. So it's not just a problem for the women. And we really want to make sure people know we accept anybody. And one thing I do want to highlight is our services are all 100% free and 100% confidential.
Now, if someone is in a situation like this that are being abused or something like that, how do they get a hold of your organization to get help?
Right. Well, we have a few different ways. We have a 24-hour crisis hotline. So even if we're not in the office, if you call our crisis hotline, you will be put in touch with someone either to just talk, or we will actually, if it has been a very recent assault, we will go with you to the hospital and sit with you during the exam and everything.
You know, the thing about this sexual abuse, sexual assault, is the fact that sometimes it goes on for so long it becomes almost normal.
Yeah.
So you have a person that maybe has this problem or is undergoing this problem for a long period of time. They don't know any other way.
Right.
So they just continue to have the abuse done, and
right,
it becomes matter of fact.
And that's why we have someone go to the schools and kind of teach children, you know, the difference between good touch, bad touch. As a matter of fact, Illinois has a law. It's called Aaron's Law. And schools in Illinois are required to teach these things to children now. And so that's why we have a preventionist, and she takes care of that for the school systems. And it teaches them, you know, not just to good touch, bad touch, but to speak out if something's happening and to find a safe person to talk to about this. And we try to also encourage the teachers to listen to these kids, you know, and that goes for parents and everybody. But it definitely starts young. That is one way to kind of quit that cycle from going, is to start young and really just teach them from the beginning about things like consent, you know, good touch, bad touch, who those safe people are to come to, teachers, spiritual people like priests or preachers, police, of course, and doctors are also, you know, some people that we kind of encourage kids to talk to if they're having abuse. But to really stop that cycle, you have to start young.
And I'm sure there are warning signs with regard to abuse and things like that, too.
Absolutely.
Red flags, as they say.
Yes. Definitely red flags, physical and personality-wise. You know, if a kid's very outgoing and then they start withdrawing, that can be a warning sign. Bruising in areas that should not have bruising, that's a big sign. But some of the physical ones can sometimes be harder to spot because, unfortunately, abusers, they know what to hide. They know how to abuse in a way that they don't get caught. So it's really the mental signs, the withdrawing, maybe having knowledge about sexual things that they shouldn't have at that age. Those are some things to just kind of look out for. And if a parent ever has a question about if something, you know, maybe they think their child's exhibiting signs and they're not sure, they can always call us as well, and we can talk to them.
There's not just only physical abuse, but verbal abuse as well.
Absolutely. That is probably one of the biggest reasons why people won't talk, whether they're a child or an adult, is the verbal abuse, especially if it's someone they're in a relationship with, whether it's family or romantically. That verbal abuse can really be what kind of keeps them quiet, telling them that no one will believe them, you know, telling them that they deserve it, things like that. And as you said, you know, when it goes on long enough, you start to believe those things.
Now, I know you're going to have a fundraiser coming up here in Lawrence County. Why don't you talk a little bit about that, if you would?
Okay, great. A little more upbeat. we're doing a bingo night at the Lawrenceville VFW, and they have been so great to work with. I really Maurice has been kind of my point person there, and he has been just so helpful to me. And it's a bingo. It's $20, and you get 12 tickets for 6 games, and we'll have extra cards for sale. We'll also have some food. We have some delicious pulled pork barbecue sandwiches that are coming from A Taste of Country. And we're also going to do our own hand at making some cookies. So we've got some great bakers in the office, so I think that's going to be a real treat. And it's just going to be a really fun, kind of casual night. Just enjoy yourselves. And just, you know, we're just trying to raise some money, but more, I think we really want to make our presence known in all the counties we serve. And that's really the biggest thing, is I just hope people come and find out who we are.
And that's coming up on the 25th of this month?
The 25th. The doors will open at 5:30, and the games will start at 7. And we also have some great gift baskets from some local businesses here in Lawrenceville and in Robinson, and they will be for raffle. And we should be having a 50-50 raffle as well. A lot of fun stuff, but really casual and laid back. We just want to have a good night.
Okay. And what's more, if anybody is in this sort of situation and needs help from CASA, how do they go about doing that?
Our crisis hotline is 1-866-288-4888. Our Robinson office phone number is 618-544-9379. And our Alani office phone is 618-879-2130.
So if anyone is in this sort of a situation, they can call those numbers.
Yes, any of those numbers. As I said, we generally close the office about 5 o'clock, so the crisis hotline would be the best number to call after that time. But one of us will answer. So we've always got someone manning a phone somewhere.
Well, thank you for being with us. Much success to you and your organization, CASA, and providing a valuable service. We wish you much success with a fundraiser and also with endeavors in the future.
Thank you very much.
You have been listening to Focus on the Community, a weekly program in which we address and discuss issues affecting the communities within the WAKO listening area. If you or your organization have issues and information affecting your community and would like to be a guest on Focus on the Community, contact us by email, wako@dlcmediainc.com, phone 618-943-3354, fax 618-943-4171, or regular mail, WAKO Community Issues, 13799 U.S. Highway Business 50, Lawrenceville, Illinois, 62439.